الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Viewers of Madrasa, welcome to our program, a series of programs called Call to Righteousness. And in this program, in this series of programs, we're going to talk about the importance of the call to righteousness. But before we begin today's program, inshallah, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak. It is stated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites Salat upon me once, then Allah azza wa jal showers 10 blessings upon him. And whoever recites Salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 10 times, that Allah Azza wa Jal showers 100 blessings upon him. And that fortunate person who recites Salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal writes between his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and free from the hellfire, and he will be raised with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak on a daily basis. In our previous episode, we were talking about ostentation, about showing off, and how we need to be very careful about that in our day-to-day routines, and how that can affect the reward of whatever act we've done. And we talked about in the previous program about the ostentation of people regarding Salah, the ostentation of people that are preachers that are calling people to the Deen of Islam as well. And today we're going to give you some more examples. But before we begin, we're going to give you the definition of ostentation. We gave it in the previous episode, but we're going to give it to you again today, inshallah. The definition of sinful ostentation is as follows. To perform worship with any intention other than the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. In other words, ostentation is to perform worship with the intention of informing people about the worship so that the ostentation person can get money from them or be praised for them or considered pious with them or treated with respect by them. And in the previous episode, we talked about the ostentation of those acts that could be carried out by people who perform the Salah and how they can be affected by the sin of ostentation. And we also talked about the ostentation of preachers. In this episode, we're going to talk about ostentation showing off of other types of people in other fields as well. And first and foremost, we're going to talk about that beautiful act. It is a beautiful act, but if it is performed with the wrong intention, then instead of getting reward, we can lose it again. And today we're going to talk very briefly about those people that recite or listen to naths. Those people that perform or recite or listen to naths, how they can also be affected by ostentation. And we're going to give you some examples today. Number one, to recite the Holy Quran or naat in an ishtama, so that people will give him money, food and clothes, or will praise his voice, manner of recitation, pronunciation or couplets. So if your intention, viewers of the channel, is so that people will give you money, if your intention when you perform that naat, people will give you praise and will praise you and respect you, then again, you need to question that intention. And I remember viewers of the channel, I actually remember being at one place once, and a gathering was taking place, and an ishtama was taking place, a mehfil naat was taking place there. And I remember I came out to perform wudu, and a naathwan came in, and he looked through the window to see how many people were there. And when he realized that there was not many people there, then he went outside and he sat in his car again, because he waited to make sure that there was a crowd there. And again, Allah knows his heart. I'm not going to say what is in his heart, but surely if we are doing that, a question mark is there for us. If we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then should it matter whether there are 2 people there or 2,000 people there? Again, viewers of the channel, questions we need to ask ourselves. Number two, to include lots of couplets from books like Hadith-e Bakshish in the naat being recited so that people will praise him, saying that he has learned a large number of difficult couplets by heart. Again, what is your intention in doing this? And all of these things, viewers of the channel, that we're going to mention today, they're all dependent upon your intention. I'm not saying reciting Naat is wrong. Reciting Naat are good. I'm not saying that reciting Naat with a good voice is bad. Without doubt, if you have a nice voice, then you should utilize that voice. If you have got the ability to learn these couplets off by heart, then mashallah is a blessing. But why are we doing it? Why are we doing it? Number three, to recite a Naat from memory without seeing the book, so that people will praise him, saying that he has learned so many Naats by heart. Again, people do it. Are you doing it so that people say, mashallah, what a great memory he's got. He learned so many Naats by heart. And it's good if you've learned them by heart. I'm not saying it's wrong. Learn them by heart. Marhaba. But again, what is your intention for doing that? Number four, to explain a difficult couplet so that people will consider me intelligent and a learned person. You get some Naatwans, mashallah, they are very, very good, that they stop and they'll explain the couplet, which is beautiful, in fact. It's brilliant. Because for people like me, who maybe my Urdu is not brilliant, or my language is not that good, or my vocabulary is not good, for them to stop and to explain it to me is great. I understand it better, and I appreciate it better. And in the same way that I appreciate, surely our viewers will appreciate it better as well. But in the same way, viewers and listeners, why are you doing that? Are you doing it so that people will understand? Are you doing it so that the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will increase in the heart as they understand the Naat that we are reciting in praise of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If that is our intention, then marhaba. But if our intention is that people say, wow, he's got a lot of knowledge, hasn't he? He's not just a Naat reciter, he's an alim ad-deen because of the knowledge that he's got. Again, your intention, viewers of Manishan. To recite unique couplets, or to recite couplets in a newly prepared or copied tune in a big ijtama or some special occasion, e.g. a holy night, so the whole audience will get excited, saying Subhanallah, raising slogans and causing even other Naat reciters to praise him. Again, you know, why are we reading these Naats? If you are reciting couplets of a newly prepared Naat, that's something that you've not done before, and you're waiting for the big night, so that this new Naat, you can recite it on this big night, on this special night, or where there'll be a lot of people there, so that the new Naat Khwans that are there, the people that are there, they've never heard it before, and so you'll be praised by everybody. Are you doing it for that reason? Or again, are you doing it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? If you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, why are you waiting for that big night? I'm not saying don't do these things. But again, you need to question your intention. To gain the expertise in Naat, recitation of the Quran and speech, so that people will call him an expert in these areas. So people will call you a Naat Khwan, so people will call you a Qari, so people will call you a great Muballik. Is that why you're doing it? I need to ask myself, am I sitting here today talking to you so that people will say, wow, he's a Muballik? He's a good Muballik? Is that why I'm here? If that's why I'm here, then I shouldn't be here. I should not be here. If I am here purely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, then I will gain reward for it. But if I am here so that you will say, wow, he's a good speaker, isn't he? That should not my intention be. And so, we need to constantly, this is not a one-off thing. Questioning your intention is not a one-off thing. And inshallah, we're going to talk about more about this in these series of programs. Questioning your intention is not once. That you do it once, done. You see Amir al-Sunnah that every week, when the Madani Muzakara comes on Madani Channel, they go to his room where he's putting the turban on and he's getting ready to come. And as he's walking out the room, he stops, he pauses. And he has written the intentions. He's written them down and he reads them to himself to make the intentions before he comes out for the Madani Muzakara. Amir al-Sunnah is the one that wrote them intentions. And Amir al-Sunnah, who are we to question his intention? But even then, he makes sure that he checks himself, he checks his intentions. If Amir al-Sunnah, every Madani Muzakara, checks his intentions, then surely we should also check our intentions. Whenever we are performing a good deed, check your intentions. If you are reciting the Quran so that people can be called your Qari, reciting the Naat so that people can say that you're Naat Khwan, doing speeches so that people can say you're a great Mubalik, if you're doing it for that intention, then whatever you're intending, you'll get. Yes, people will call you Qari. People will call you Naat Khwan. People will call you a Mubalik. But you will not get the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla because that was not your intention. Allahu Akbar. To eagerly attend the Naat congregation organized by some rich person, or to recite Naat in the presence of some religious or rich persons or some officials, so that they will give the Naat reciter money and his nafs will gain pleasure from the praise given by them. But you want to go to that congregation, you want to go to that Nafli Naat because you know that such a powerful person is going to be there, a rich businessman is going to be there, a famous scholar is going to be there, so that you can be in their presence and people will take pictures that I recited a Naat in the presence of this scholar, I recited the Naat in the presence of this influential person so that people will increase your fame again? Is that your intention? Or that you go there because you know that he's a rich person, he will give you more money if you recite enough today. Other places you get £5, £10, but you go there, you'll get £100. So forget all them other gatherings, I'm going to go to that one. Your intention views of the channel. To go abroad. To go abroad to recite enough in the congregation held there, desiring money and fame, so that the title of international famous Nath reciter will be used with his name and printed on posters. Again, viewers on the channel, I want to again reiterate the fact that nothing's wrong in going abroad, nothing's wrong in traveling around the world and spreading the deen of Islam. It is a great act. It is a great act to go around the world and present these Naths. It is a great act to go around the world and speeches. It is a great act to spend and travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But why are we doing it? Why are we doing it? To recite Naths or deliver speeches on TV channels so that people will treat him with respect, invite him to the religious gatherings, give him the VIP treatment, call him the famous Nath reciter or preacher of media of so-and-so TV channel, and so that his VCD can be released, bringing him fame and fortune. Again, intention viewers of the channel. To get his CD or VCD released for the purpose of becoming a renowned Nath reciter. You know, if your purpose of releasing that, I'm not saying it's wrong. If your purpose, if your intention of getting that CD released or getting that VCD released is so that people will say, wow, yeah, he's become famous. Now look at that. VCDs, they're all over the world. Everybody knows about him. Everybody's buying his CD. Everybody's buying his VCD. Wow, he's a famous person now. What are you doing it? To spread the love of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To pretend to weep, or wear a weeping look, or blink eyes repeatedly, or close entirely, trying to make tears fall from them, or wipe eyes repeatedly, whilst delivering or listening to a speech, or making or leading du'as, or reciting or listening to a manajat or a naat, so that people will become attracted to him, and look at him with praising eyes. Again, intention viewers from the channel. If you're fortunate enough, that when you listen to a naat, you cry, or you listen to a manajat, you cry, if you're fortunate enough that when you're doing dua or you're listening to dua, that tears roll down your face. You know, it is a sign of piety, it's a sign that inshaAllah Allah will forgive you. But if you're doing it so that other people will watch you, if you're doing it because now the camera is on me and the camera is watching me, yeah, and so now I need to make a crying face, I need to make these expressions, yeah, and I need to make people think that I am pious. Again, viewers of my channel, question your intention. To sit on the front in the Nishtamai Zakarnath, sway decently whilst Naath is being recited, and say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, loudly or raise slogans so that people will consider you a devotee of Rasul. If you're going to a Naath gathering, again, nothing wrong, a praiseworthy act. But if you're going there, you're sitting at the front, you've got your flag and you're waving it, and you're waving it, and you're raising the slogans, the Nari and everything, and you're doing it, why are you doing this? If you're doing it out of love, if you're doing it out of respect, if you're doing it out of pleasure of the gathering, that the feeling that you're getting there, then that is a great thing. But if you're doing it, some people will think, wow, look at him. What a great lover he is. Every 2 minutes, nara, and he's constantly swaying. He's in love with the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's there with his flag. He's swaying, he's shedding tears, he's doing nara, and he's enjoying this. And everybody can see him, he's sitting at the front. Is that why you've got to the front? And I see people view them, inshallah, that gatherings take place. And there may be thousands of people there. And people will come in late, but they'll climb over people, get around people, and get to the front, and find a small place at the front. Why? If again, I'm not saying it's wrong, if you're getting there so you can get closer to the blessings, closer to the scholars, then that's good. But if you're going there so that people will see you, yeah, you're climbing over people so that people say, "Acha, he's arrived as well, mashallah, mashallah, subhanallah. What a great person." He's at every gathering, that person. You know, he never misses a gathering, that person. He's at all of the Naath conferences, all the Naath gatherings. Whenever there's a Mehfil Naath, he's always there. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Is that your intention? And what happens is some people, they turn up late on purpose just so that people can see them coming in, because then they climb over people. You know, if you wanted to attain the front row, then come at the beginning, sit down, nobody will know you are there. But no, you want people to know that you are there. Again, questioning our intention. To attract the attention of the audience by crying loudly, and a commotion whilst Naat among Jat is being recited. If a person who had been under an overwhelming condition during the Naat or Manajat continues to shake his hands or feet violently, despite the overwhelming condition dying down, just to avoid such remarks from people as he is becoming normal very quickly, this is also an indication of ostentation. Similarly, to fall around on the floor so that people will feel pity for him, or to bring him to a normal condition, or give him water, but he pretends to regain consciousness gradually so that people will consider him a great devotee of Rasul. This again is ostentation. Again, viewers of Mishnah, people are fortunate. Some people are fortunate that when they're listening to a Naat, they're listening to a Naat and they're swaying and the tears are shed in their eyes and the Naat's finished. Yeah, and as soon as the Naat's finished, they're back to normal. Okay, everybody? Okay. Again, if question marks are their views of Mishnah. Nobody knows the heart of people, but there is a question mark that if you're overwhelmed by something, then you're not going to recover from it that quickly. But people seem to. Or alternatively, people recover from it gradually so that people will think, yes, it is genuine. When it's not really affected them, they'll fall on the ground and people will pick them up and give them water. And again, there are people that are fortunate that do, collapse in the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They go unconscious in the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are weeping and crying and they collapse in the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are some fortunate people. But again, viewers of Manishanul, if that happens to you, yeah, and if it's genuinely happened to you, then marhaba. But if it's not genuinely happened, and if we are doing it so that people will think that we are great, that we are pious, that we are true Ashiq Rasul, that we are true devotees of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that why we are doing it? To the word Medina, Medina, Medina repeatedly, or weeping grief of being away from Medina so that people will call him a lover of Medina. Allahu Akbar. To attend the Ishtama Zikranat just to eat the meal served to the attendees. Again, this is not a good thing, viewers of Malay Channel. And again, I've seen people that they come into the gathering, acha, not finished yet, and they'll go out. Acha, yeah, he's the last Naat one. Oh, he's the last one. Okay then. And then they just come to attend and get the food. You've not gained the reward of attending that gathering then. You just gained the reward of eating the food. So again, what is our intention? To include your own pen name in the last couplet of a Naat or a Manajat that one has written so that one will enjoy popularity and appreciation as an excellent poet. Again, people do this. And again, there's nothing wrong. All of the things that I said to you so far, there's nothing wrong in them. But it's our intention. And ostentation is such a thing that if we are not careful, it will overcome us. It will overcome you that when you are delivering a bayan, while you're reciting a Naat, part of your nafs, a little part of your nafs will be waiting for that time. Waiting for that time that person will say, MashaAllah. Good bayan today, brother. MashaAllah. Beautiful Naat today, brother. Excellent. Really enjoyed it today, brother. Fantastic. Yeah, we're waiting for that. Part of our nafs is waiting for that. We're waiting for those people to put clips on social media and say, oh, such and such brother came and he delivered a beautiful Naat today. Fantastic. Loved it. I was crying in the state of Medina because this Naat. And we're waiting for people to put that on social media. We're waiting for people to praise us. We're waiting for people to look up to us. Is that your intention? And again, we need to question our intentions, viewers of Manishanul. Why are we doing things? Why are we doing things? And if as a result of these things are asking ourselves an intention, if as a result of that we are doing anything, if we're doing anything other than for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we need to question ourselves. Why are you doing it? Why am I sat here? Why am I speaking to you? Why are we reciting the Naat? Why is it that, we're in the masjid and our namaz and our kirat and all of these things that we mentioned so far? Why? Why are we doing it? These are the questions that we need to ask. Another area of Yuzam al-Chan that we're going to mention today is when you're spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal again to show off, then again, you've lost the reward. I'm going to give you a few examples here. To donate money for religious activities so that people will call him the donor or a generous person. To distribute beggar charity to the poor so that people will gather around him begging. You get people that they'll give money to the poor and then everybody will gather around. And he's giving it to the poor. Why are you doing it? To show off? To serve and help patients, the grief-stricken and flood victims, so that people will call him a well-wisher of the troubled and a sincere social worker. Again, here in difficult times, people are going distributing food to people. People are going giving to money people. Why do you need to take a selfie? Why do you need to take a selfie of yourself and that person? You're disgracing that person and you're taking a selfie of yourself. Why? Do you not think that the good deed has not been recorded for you? The good deed has been recorded for you. You don't need to take a picture to record it. If you're doing a good deed, it is recorded. And unfortunately, nowadays, when we give money in the way of Allah, as we want to show off as well. I'll give you one example, personal example. I remember some years ago, I can't remember how many years, maybe 8 years, 9 years ago, I went into a masjid. It was on the day of Jummah. I was traveling and I was going into that city and I found out where the nearest Sunni masjid was. I went there to perform the Jummah. And as I went there, I listened to the bayan and the khutbah. And after the khutbah, the committee member, he stood up and he started to make an announcement. And he made an announcement. And again, this is something that we need to think about and reflect on ourselves as Muslims. He made an announcement that, as you know, some weeks ago, we stopped making these announcements. And the reason we stopped making these announcements is because the Imam Sahib said that a lot of people, they turn up late. They turn up late for the namaz. And when they turn up late for the namaz, then what we want to do is during that peak time, that time where everybody is, that's my opportunity. The Imam Sahib says, that's my opportunity to teach them something. That's my opportunity to speak to them, because that's when the majority of the people are here. Because the majority of the people don't turn up at the beginning. The majority of the people turn up at the end, and that is my opportunity. So he convinced the committee members, give me that time. Give me that time that I can speak to them, that I can teach them some faraiz, I can teach them some sunnah, I can teach them some dua, I can correct the namaz, I can talk about wuzu, ghusl, and all these things, and I can rectify these things. And we can talk about things that rectify them. And so the committee member is saying this, the chairman of the masjid is saying this. As you know, for some weeks we have not made announcements, and for these weeks, during these weeks, the Imam Sahib has taught us this, he's taught us this, he's taught us this, he's taught us this. But unfortunately, we're having to put a stop to it. And the reason why we're having to put a stop to it is because our donations have gone down. Our donations have gone down. And why have the donations gone down? Is because during this announcement period, we make an announcement of those people that give money to the masjid. And you go into the masjid and you see it, that such and such person is given £10, may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him. Such and such person is given £100, may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him. Such and such person is given £200 and is asked to do dua for his children. Such and such person is given £300 because his child has finished the Quran. Please do dua for him. Such and such person is given £100 because his child has done hifz. Please do dua for him. And because of that, you know, we've had to bring this back in. Why? Why can we not spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla without an announcement being made? Why do we have to have the chairman member stand up and say, oh, we've given £100 to the masjid? Why do we have to get the chairman to stand up and say that we're giving £200 to our masjid, that our child has become a hafiz? Why are you showing off in that case? You're telling the whole world that your child has become a hafiz and you're giving £200 to the masjid? Why can you not just give £200 to the masjid without showing off? But we have to let people know, we have to let the world know that I've given £200, that I've given £100, that I've given £50. Now again, use them with the chairman. If there's a general collection taking place, that, you know, we're doing the extension to the masjid, we're building the wuzu area, or whatever, can people give donations? And you stand up then and say, I will give £50, I will give £100. And you give, stand up with this intention. Number one, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number two, if I stand up now and I give, then maybe other people will give as well. If that's your intention, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you'll be rewarded for that. But if your intention is that I stand up and people think, wow, yeah, what a great person that is. Look, it didn't take him long to stand up. He was the first person to stand up. And he donated £100. He donated £500. He gave £1,000. Is that why we're doing it? If you are spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, do you need the world to know? Do you not think that Allah Azza wa Jalla, no, Allah knows. Allah has recorded it. It's in the book of deeds. It is recorded there. It's a good deed. It is recorded there. Why are you ruining that good deed? As a result of ostentation. As a result of ostentation, looking for praise, looking for pride, looking for people to look up to you and praise you. You've lost the reward of that. Allahu Akbar. We're going to give you some other examples of ostentation. Because ostentation, viewers on the channel, affects all of us. It affects all of us in our daily routines. And we need to be wary of this. To learn the art of recitation of the Quran so that people will call you a good qari. To maintain rise and fall of the voice or other rules of recitation during the ishtamat according to the number of attendees so that they will get impressed. If an Imam Sahib does during the salah with the same intention, he should also rectify his intention to use words that show humbleness for oneself, such as a sinful or worthless person, so that people will consider him a humble person, praising his humbleness. To use such words for oneself without the willingness of the heart is hypocrisy besides ostentation. Oh, I'm such a grave sinner. You know, all my life, all I've done is committed sins. All my life, I've just committed sins. I've not done any good deeds. I've not done anything good in my life. I'm just a grave sinner. I don't know. I've got no chance. All I do is commit sins. I've not performed any good deeds. If you are doing this, you know, again, to show people or make people think that what a pious person he is, such a humble person he is, you know, and if you're doing it with such a way, then, and it's not true in your heart, then it's hypocrisy. And hypocrisy is also a sin, as well as ostentation. So now you've committed two sins. One, your heart is not with what you are saying, so it's hypocritical. And secondly, you are doing it so that people will think that you're such a humble and a pious person. And again, this is ostentation, views on the channel. To meet with people warmly and politely so that people will consider him a sociable and well-mannered person. So you meet people with this intention so that people think you're good. But you're not mentioning it, that's not in your heart. Again, hypocritical. And again, ostentation is there as well. We should meet people all the time in a good manner. It's not as that, oh, I just meet these people because these people are influential people. These people are business people. These people are pious scholars. And so I need to meet them in a good way. But when I meet them, I'll see you later. Yeah. Or when we do meet them, we give them salam and we're looking somewhere else. Or we'll give them salam with one hand and we're looking at our phone with it on the other hand. But when it comes to pious people, when it comes to rich people, when it comes to influential people, assalamu alaikum. Again, ask yourself. Allah. To wipe tears from the eye when weeping during dua in the presence of others so that people will get the impression that he's wiping tears to avoid ostentation. If you're wiping them tears so that people you think you are avoiding showing off, that is showing off. That is ostentation. That is ostentation. To say such sentences is to impress others that I am very fearful of my sins. I am in constant fear of losing my faith. How can I face accountability on the day of judgment? Now, if that is your feeling in your heart, then that is a good feeling. If you are scared, if you have that fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in your heart, that you're scared of facing Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of judgment, if you're scared of losing your faith, if you're scared of the amount of sins that you're committing, then that's good. But why are you telling people about it? Why do you have to tell people about it? Why? Ask yourself why. Why do I have to tell people that I am scared? Now, if again, your intention is to instill that fear in people, if your intention is to people have that similar mindset to you, and you have that genuine mindset, then that is good. But if your intention is so that people will think that you are such a pious person, then again, that is ostentation. And if your heart does not agree with them statements, then that is hypocrisy as well. To say such sentences or to give the impression of piety, I avoid meeting the rich people, famous people. I don't want to meet these people. I don't want to meet these people because these people are far away from Allah. I don't want to meet these people. If you're doing that with the right intention, then okay. But again, why are you telling people? If you want to stay away from these people, stay away from these people that are, you know, drowning in the dunya, then okay, it's a good thing. But again, why? To have a sad look on the face or to say comforting sentences to those in trouble so that people will consider him a kind-hearted and sympathetic person. To do so with the intention of comforting a troubled person and that of gaining divine pleasure is an act of worship and the reward of hereafter. So if again, if someone is in difficulty and you show sympathy to them and it's genuine sympathy, then that's a good thing. But if you're just showing sympathy so that people will think, oh, look at him, he was so worried about me. But you're not worried about him. You're not really worried about him. You just be nice to him in front of him. Yeah? It's like a tick-in-the-box exercise where in front of your family members and your relatives, you try to be nice in front of them, you try to be good in front of them, but behind the back, you don't want to know them. So in front of them, you'll ask about him. Oh, I'm very sorry to hear about your son. Oh, just shame, really, what happened. Yeah, I pray that he gets better quick. You're not really bothered. And when he said, Jesus, would please, you know, remember me in your doors. He is the first person I do dua for. I will always do dua for him. And you've never done dua for him. Isn't that hypocritical? Isn't that ostentation showing that that person will think, wow, what a pious person. He's been doing dua for my son in every single namaz. Again, ostentation. Again, hypocrisy. Again, lies in fact. But you are now lying. But you're saying that you'll do du'a every time, but you've not been doing it. So viewers of Muslims, think about this. To act upon the sunnah properly when eating, drinking, standing or sitting in the presence of others, so that people will consider him a steadfast follower of the sunnah, only for him when he's in private, never to do this. So when you're in the masjid, when you're in the gathering and you're sitting there and you're eating according to the sunnah with three fingers, you're doing the du'as, you're doing the wuzu before the eating, wuzu after eating, you're sitting in the position of sunnah, you're reciting the du'a before and after the meal, and you're performing all these sunnahs, and people think, wah. And yet when you're at home, you don't do any of this. At home, but there is Ya wajib. Again, ask yourself, why? Why is such a pious person in front of these people? Why is such a sunnah following person in front of these people? But at home you never adopt the sunnah. Allah. To eat less when in the gathering or in the presence of others, so that people will consider him a less eating person and a steadfast follower of the sunnah. But at home he's eating so much. So in front of people, you just eat a little. I'm not eating a lot. I'm just eating a little bit. Just eat a little bit. And yet when you go home, you say to wife, make three roti, I'm starving. Yeah. Order a pizza, I'm hungry. Yeah. Can you make some extra fries? I'm hungry. I've not ate much whilst I was in the masjid. Didn't eat a lot there. Well, why? Why didn't you eat properly there in the masjid? Now, if you did, so that other people can benefit from the food, that other people can eat the food, or just in case the masjid food may go short, or whatever, good intentions, then that's okay. But if you're doing it so that people think, oh, he doesn't eat a lot. What a pious person he is. He's got control of his nafs, he's got control of his stomach. Allahu Akbar. To tell one's own virtuous deeds to someone and then ask him not to tell them to anyone else, so that he will get impressed and consider him a sincere person. You know, tell someone, you know what, don't tell anybody, yeah? But you know that wuzu khana, I give all the money for that, yeah? But don't tell anyone. I don't want anybody to know, yeah? I don't want anybody to know about this. But if you don't want anybody to know, why did you tell him? Why did you tell him? And then you'll tell other people not to tell anybody. So you don't want anybody to know, but you've told yourself 12 people. Why? Ask yourself why. To use the title Hafiz with one's own name, so that people will admire him and say him, so that people will write Hafiz after the name. People will write Haji in front of the name. To perform itikaf in Ramadan or recite the Holy Quran in the presence of others, or make dua in an extremely humble manner so that people will consider him a pious person. To perform itikaf in Ramadan so that he can eat food for free at Sari and Athari, gifted to the Muttafaqeen in the masjid. All of these, if your intentions are wrong, viewers of Madani Channel. If you perform an itikaf in the month of Ramadan so that people will think you're a pious person, that in a masjid, there are certain masjids, certain unfortunate masjids, I would say, that very few people perform itikaf. And if you're the only person, you're the only person that performing itikaf, and this is a good thing, but if you're doing it so that people say, shuk, you know, look at that person. He is the only person in our whole community, yeah, that had the decency to perform itikaf. What a great person he is. What a great sacrifice he is making. And yes, people will think that. People will say that. But if you're performing itikaf so that people will say that, if you're performing itikaf so that people will praise you with that manner, then that is the wrong intention of using it. And then it is ostentation. To take a prominent active part in the funeral rites of some deceased person so that people will see you. You see people that they'll go to the namaz and janazah and they want to be at the front. Why? Because people will see them. They want to carry the funeral bill. Why? Because they want people to see them. They want to stand next to the body at the front when people are going past. Why? So that people will see them. Now, all of these things are good. But why are you doing it? Are you doing it so that people will see you? MashaAllah, he came to the namaz janazah as well. MashaAllah. Really good of him, didn't he? He's a very busy person, but he came. He's a very pious person. He's very busy with his religious duties, but alhamdulillah, he came to the namaz janazah. He was right at the front. Yeah, and he was standing next to the person with the shovel as well, and he made sure that everybody saw him shoveling the dirt in there. He made sure that everybody saw him there. He made sure that if any pictures were there, he was part of the pictures. He made sure he was there. Why? Why? So that people will praise him? To participate enthusiastically in virtuous deeds so that people will consider him a pious person. These are all things, ostentation views of Malin Channel. To inform others that one is an honorary imam or religious teacher so that they will get impressed and honor him. So that when you meet people and you say to them, Gigi, Azur, I'm the imam of such and such big masjid. I'm a scholar. I'm this. I'm that. Why are you telling people? You don't need to tell anybody anything. Again, if you're telling it, why are you telling people? To call azan in a beautiful voice or in a big ishtama or on a holy night so that people will praise his voice. A fajr, when there's nobody there, you have a simple azan. But again, when it's a holy night, a big night, and there's a lot of people there, thousands and thousands of people there, your azan is so beautiful. Why? Your azan should be beautiful every time. But why is it only when there are people there? When there's people at fajr, it's a simple tone. Again, same with the imam, same with the muezzin as well. To tell people the number of hajj that people have performed, the amount of daily recitation of the Quran, the amount of roses that they keep in Rajab, Shaban, and all the other nafal sayam that they keep, to tell people about them, to tell people how many durud-e paak you recite, again, so that people will respect you. Why are you telling people about your good deeds? Why are you telling people how many fasts you've kept? Why are you telling people how much Quran you recite on a daily basis? Oh yeah, alhamdulillah, you know what, I recite 2 juz of the Quran every day. Alhamdulillah, I recite 12,000 durud-e paak every day. Alhamdulillah. Why are you telling people? Why do you need to tell people? Allahu Akbar. You know, again, little things of signs of ostentation. To treat sayyids with respect. Kissing their hands so that sayyids will value him or people will call him an admirer of this. Again, the act, nothing wrong with it. It's a good act. To show respect to the sayyids, we should do. To kiss their hands, we should do. But why are we doing it? So that people will respect us or the sayyids will respect us? Allahu Akbar. Again, views of Malaysia, these sort of examples are so many examples of ostentation. And inshallah, in the next programs, we're going to talk a little bit more about it. Because this disease of ostentation, if when you are calling people to the path of righteousness, if this disease affects you, then the reward of calling to people to the path of righteousness is affected as well. So we need to clear ourselves from this. We need to clear ourselves from this sin of ostentation. We need to clear ourselves and have the right, pure intentions before we perform any good deed. Then inshallah, Azza wa Jal will be rewarded. Viewers of the channel, you've been watching Call to Righteousness. And in this episode, we've given you some more examples of ostentation. In the next episode, inshallah, we're going to continue on this same topic. And inshallah, we'll talk about a little bit more about it as well. But in the meantime, viewers of the channel, keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Come to Islam, come to the Sunnah, come to Islam, come to the Sunnah. It's a call to righteousness. It's a call to righteousness.